Hi, I'm Bill Carmody, and I'm the Marketing Whisperer. I have been whispering in the ears of the Fortune 500, and now I'm here to help you and whisper in your ear. I'm going to tell you something, that the only thing standing in between you and everything you've ever wanted is your ability to influence. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Being an influencer is the thing that you probably don't expect to be a big part of your business, but it's arguably one of the most important things you'll ever do. When I first learned about influencer marketing, I was sort of like, what is this stuff, right? It's all these people talking about things and sort of all the different area aspects of business where people are influencing other people. And intellectually, you understand that every day you go to work, you influence somebody. You influence your customers, you influence your team. Everybody that needs to make a decision is going to have some sort of an influence either on you or with you, right? But turning influence into something that drives your business is an entirely different matter. I first learned from the master of influence, or one of them actually, which is Margie Sherman. Margie Sherman has an amazing Twitter following. And I looked at her followers and I said, God, 140,000 Twitter followers? How is that even possible? And so I reached out to her and I said, you know, hey, how did you do this? And she was kind enough to spend some time sort of talking through the various things that she did, which I'll in the next section share with you. But just in terms of just sort of the approach that she took was really, really impressive. And understanding sort of, okay, so could I actually do this? I started with 130 Twitter followers myself about a year ago, and I'm now up to 68,000 Twitter followers. So what I can tell you is that if you sort of follow the right tools and techniques, you can absolutely become an influencer. But the thing is, most business owners and entrepreneurs don't understand just how important it is to be an influencer. And today, it's about no longer about celebrities, right? Celebrity endorsements used to be the driving force of marketing, right? People would hire these celebrities to buy and sell their products, right? To go out there and say how incredible the product A was and you should buy it. But people are smarter than that. And we're seeing a massive decline of these celebrity endorsements. And what's coming up instead is this authentic communication between people and other people. And that's why influencer marketing has become such an unpopular piece of the equation, and why I'm telling you that everything that stands in your way of getting everything you've ever wanted comes down to influence. And if you can learn to become the influencer you were meant to be and really just be your true self, you're going to find that your business is going to grow exponentially just by exerting the very influence that you already do, but just doing it in a way that gives you a platform through social media where you can really touch more lives and reach more people. You see, when I went from 130 some odd Twitter followers to over 68,000 Twitter followers, all I did was I was being my authentic self. I talked to people about things that were important to me. And I also listened to what everybody else was trying to talk about and sort of figure out where could I add value to these conversations. And as I've explored more and more options, it's very addictive. You start to do things like YouTube channels and use your Twitter followings and go after, you know, all kinds of different social media platforms. But the platform isn't the value. The value is what you bring to the party. I think one of the best examples of this is Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary Vaynerchuk started out as a poor kid whose father had a wine store called the Wine Library. And growing up, you know, he used to collect baseball cards. And he realized as he got older that collecting wine was not much different than collecting baseball cards. It was really hard to understand, like, you know, what the stats were associated with each wine bottle. But he figured, hey, if someone could explain why one bottle costs $150 and another one costs $20, I bet that would be valuable to people. And so he did. He started with the Wine Library just shooting videos of him drinking wine. That's all he did, right? But he went through and he actually was very authentic in terms of explaining what it was that he liked or didn't like about wines. Now, everybody started sending him asking, will you review my wine? Will you review my wine? And of course he did, but he said, look, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell the truth. If your wine sucks, I'm going to say that, right? I'm not going to pull any punches. Now, here's what's fascinating is that this guy started out as just sort of looking at ways to improve his father's business by authentically having conversations with people about wine. Gary Vaynerchuk is now one of the top media conglomerates, right, in the agency world. It's phenomenal, his story. From writing his books, his first one was Crush It and Jab, 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 Right Hook. I mean, this guy's become an incredible celebrity on his own right, right, for just talking about things that really worked for him. And it'll work for you too, because essentially what he's really done is identified how to basically leverage social media platforms to create influence. And what sort of started out in wine, it's now migrated into basically every type of influence you could imagine. And his books and his speaking engagements and all these things, he's become his own sort of marketing celebrity in this area. And you don't have to go to that extreme. I'm not telling you have to become Gary Vaynerchuk. You know, the personality that he takes on is probably not something that you would be willing to do, right? There's a lot of profanity and it's not necessarily authentic to you. It's authentic to him and it works out really well for him. But the thing is that he's unafraid to basically go put everything out there. And every single time he gets on stage and every time he gets in front of a camera, you know, and every time he does a podcast or anything else, you know, he's bringing his A game to each and every one of those experiences. And that's what you need to do. Because you see, people buy from other people. This idea that, you know, people buy from brands, you know, that's sort of an antiquated concept. The brand still has power, don't get me wrong, but more and more people want to know about the people behind the brands. People want to understand, you know, who is it that's really driving the business? And that's where your influence comes in. Because people don't buy just because you tell them to. They buy from people they know, like, and trust. And in order for people to know, like, and trust you, they first need to understand who you are. And that influence is your authentic self. And when you can become your authentic self in social media, and everything you do person to person, just like you normally would do on a day in, day out basis, when you bring that into social media, it's very powerful. And people want to listen to you. And they want to understand what you're all about because they're thinking, huh, maybe that's someone that I would want to buy from. Maybe that I can learn something from this person, right? Whatever your subject matter is, whatever you're talking about, those things are so critically important. And so when you really think about sort of why the industry has blown up the way it has, why is social media so popular these days? Right? It comes down to individuals. And people like Margie Sherman, who have been sharing everything she's learned on Twitter, right, with people like me. Well, I learned from her, and I'm going to share you the tips that she shared with me in this next segment, and I'll tell you exactly how to go to market. But first, I need you to understand why it's important. Because frankly, the how is easy. The why is what I need you to really understand. Because being an influencer is going to open up the world. Because being an influencer means people look to you as an opinion leader. Being an influencer means people are asking, hey, what do you think about this? And when you have that power and you use it responsibly, it's going to exponentially grow your business. So whether you're Gary Vaynerchuk, who's completely pivoted and said, you know what, I don't even need to be selling wine anymore. I'm just going to go be an agency, right? Or whether you're Margie Sherman, who still has and works for the Cancer Center of America and continues to do great work for brands, you know, she hasn't had to sort of become just a, you know, full-time spokesperson. But she still leverages her platform because she knows what she's providing has tremendous value. Influence. That's where we are today. When you think about sort of what businesses need in order to be successful, it's how are they unleashing their influence for the greater good? How are they taking advantage of sort of the platforms that everyone has access to and participating? So coming up in the next segment, I'm going to break it down for you. I'm going to talk to you specifically about how you leverage influence to drive your business. I'm going to give you specific examples and concrete steps you can take. So from there, you can then go out there and build your brand. Build your brand online and be the influencer that you were meant to be, because that's the only thing that's holding you back from everything you ever wanted. I'm Bill Carmody. Hi, I'm Bill Carmody, and I'm the Marketing Whisperer. Welcome back. I want to talk to you about specific examples of how you can become an influencer today. The first most important thing to do that I learned from Nancy Sherman herself was to listen deeply. Before you have any kind of conversation with anybody else, you need to actually find out what the topics of conversation are all about. If you don't know what the topics of conversation are, then how can you contribute? So listening deeply is the first thing you need to do. One of the best examples I can give is Starbucks, right? Starbucks started with My Starbucks Idea. And one of the interesting things about My Starbucks Idea was that they didn't go out there to say, hey, we're Starbucks, we're awesome, you should totally buy from us, you know, and then pushing out their messages. They did the opposite. What they did instead was they came out and said, I know that you like the Starbucks experience, but we'd like to hear from you. How do you make it even better? You know that little green thing you stick on top of your Starbucks cup that stops the spilling, that little stir? That came from customers. That was a Starbucks idea that some customer had and said, you know, I love the Starbucks experience, but when I'm traveling and my coffee sort of slushes around, it sometimes spills out. I wish there was a way to stop that from happening. And so they designed a stirrer that also would then plug that little hole, right? That's My Starbucks Idea. Deep listening leads you to really interesting conversations. It starts to get you in that place where you can understand how is it that we can improve upon something that's already great. Deep listening allows you to then have authentic conversations with people on topics that really matter. And as you start to do that, it leads you to the next thing. And the second most important thing you can do is to actively engage with the people you aspire to be. So for example, for me, I reached out to Margie Sherman and I said, look, I really want to understand and get this. You know, you've got this, you know, following of 140,000 followers on Twitter. How did you get there? What did you do? And this was the first thing she said, look, after you do deep listening, you want to actively engage with the people you aspire to be. And how do you do that? Well, most people just tweet or retweet or like, you know, and they sort of give a thumbs up, right? But what I'm telling you to do is to actually comment, to actually have a really interesting conversation with the people that you're most engaged with. And in doing that, by actually providing commentary, you're starting to shift that conversation. And in that active, engaging way, you're sort of coming up with some new ideas and new interesting ways to engage. And so rather than just going onto social media and liking things and retweeting things and sort of pushing the same content out there, if you're a thought leader and you want to be an influencer, then you need to basically influence, right? What's your spice that you're adding to the conversation, right? What is the thing that you're doing different than everybody else? Your comments and your content are the things that are going to help you stand out when you're doing this type of work. So it's really, really important that you get it. It's really important that you understand why this is so important, because if you actively engage with people you aspire to be, you're going to sort of have this understanding of the most important topics people are talking about, and you can create your own perspective on why, what you think, right? And that sort of helps people understand how you think and who you are. And as they get to know, like, and trust you, they're going to want to engage with you and participate with you. And the third thing is to be awesomely true to yourself. You know, you are your own unique brand. And I think what's interesting about being a unique brand is that, you know, you're not anyone else and no one else is like you. So what that means is that basically no one else can be who you are. But if you try to pretend to be something you're not, everyone's going to spot it right away. So when you're basically true to yourself, it's that you talk about the things that matter to you. If you're religious, you talk about your religion. You know, if you have strong political views, you just talk about them. And I know that's sometimes counterintuitive when you talk about sort of business. It's like, oh, no, I don't want to go that route, right? I want to basically be safe. But that's the thing. You can't. You got to be authentically who you are in social media so that you can actually influence those around you. And if you try to hide something and try to be something you're not, people are immediately going to stamp it out. So instead, the real focus area is to say, okay, how do I embrace that which I love? So for me, you know, what I could tell you is I love Subokto karate, right? And what I love about it is that I can actually go out there and to do the mind, body, spirit connection. I love the ability to sort of understand how to help people both mentally as well as spiritually and physically when I'm doing my Subokto. But I also apply that to business, because basically when you're trying to engage people, you need to win their hearts and their minds. You need to have that connection between mind, body, and spirit in order for people to really have that full immersion experience. You know, it might be a smart thing logically for someone to do, but if you can't connect with them on an emotional level, then you're not going to be able to convince them that what you're doing is the right thing to do, right? So I think it's really important that we sort of think about sort of, okay, how do I become my own authentic brand? How do I support that? And then get into sort of, okay, so how do I talk to as many people as I can? These social media platforms, they allow you to really dig in to reach lots and lots of people. When you have a message that resonates, it's going to go viral, because people are going to basically share your thoughts and your perspective as it resonates with them. But that's only going to happen if you, number four, add value to the conversation authentically. Adding value to the conversation authentically means you're not telling people what they want to hear, but you're looking for ways to add to the conversation with your own insights and your own perspective, right? This means you're engaging on content. This means you're providing your own unique personality. And you're thinking about sort of the things that you're most passionate about. And by doing this, you're saying, okay, how do I apply this information to my industry? How do I take what I know and do it in a way that's truly authentic to me? And in doing that, you're starting to say, okay, now I understand, you know, this is applicable, and this is how my audience can benefit. And number five, this actually comes down to talking about the bad stuff too, right? And what I mean by that is that everyone wants to talk about what's wonderful. Everyone wants to talk about what's great. But when you really step back and you say, okay, you know what? This sucked. This is terrible. I hated this. This is, you know, I made a massive mistake in my business, in my career, in my finance. You know, the bad stuff is what people want to understand, because essentially any mistakes you've made are things you can help others from avoiding this and making the same mistakes. So it's okay to talk about what you did wrong. It's okay to learn from the mistakes that you've made, as long as you're sharing what those insights were. So you're going to find that one of the things I try to do in this podcast is I try to talk about the mistakes that I've made, and I've made tons of them, because I'm trying to basically connect on a way that says, look, you know, I'm human too. You know, I've made blunders. I've screwed up with clients, and I've made mistakes. And frankly, honestly, we've talked about before, it's going to make you stronger when you make those mistakes, if you can then turn that around and say, okay, now based on this, here's what we learned from that experience, and here's what we did about it. And now, because we've done these things, we're now able to support this sort of future growth and actually get stronger with our clients instead of weaker with them. So, you know, when I think about sort of influencer marketing, you know, it really comes down to those core tenets, right? You really want to start with active listening and really understand what the conversations are all around you. Before you go out and start talking about things, start with deep listening. You know, God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason, right? Use those right in the right proportion. Then actively engage with the people you aspire to be. Don't just like and retweet, but actually provide commentary and get into conversations with really interesting people. And that will support you as well. Then be awesomely true to yourself. You know, you are your own unique brand. People are looking at this because they want to know who you are. They want to know what you're all about, right? Engage in those conversations. And then link up to the things that you're most passionate about. And then from there, you know, make sure you're telling the bad side of the stories as well. Anything that they basically has gone wrong, make sure that you are copping to that as well. Be your own unique brand. Be the influencer you were meant to be. And you will see just how quickly people gravitate towards you. You'll see basically how quickly things grow. So I invite you to continue this conversation with me. You can join me on Twitter at Bill Carmody. Or you can find out more, including videos that we post on YouTube, on facebook.com/marketingwhisperer. And next week, I'm going to tell you why you should even hire influencers and keep this thing going even further. Thank you very much. I'm Bill Carmody.